Hello, this is Shibu Cherian and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is September the 3rd and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Ezekiel chapters 25 to 27. All our earthly treasures will perish one day. We read in the book of Ezekiel chapter 27 verses 25 to 27 like this. The ships of Tarshish were carriers of your merchandise. You were filled and very glorious in the midst of the seas. Your oarsmen brought you into many waters, but the east wind broke you in the midst of the seas. Your riches, wares and merchandise, your mariners and pilots, your caulkers and merchandisers, all your men of war who were in you, and the entire company which is in your midst will fall into the midst of the seas on the day of your ruin. The city of Tyre was the ancient capital of the Phoenicians and the dominant sea power in the ancient world. The first oracle by Ezekiel in chapter 26 verses 2 to 21 was a direct prophecy of Tyre's destruction. The second oracle in chapter 27 was a lament for this fallen city. The first section of this lament from verses 1 to 9 pictured Tyre's former glory by describing her as a beautiful and costly ship loaded with riches and growing wealthy as it did business with all the nations. The second section of this lament from verses 10 to 25 listed out the many trading partners of Tyre. The third section of this lament from verses 26 to 36 described Tyre's catastrophic shipwreck with the loss of her people and her wealth. All the merchants would lament the loss of their great wealth. The fall of the city of Tyre is pictured as a sinking ship that was overloaded. The vastness of the commerce of Tyre in luxury goods is described in detail in verses 12 to 27. The passage lists some 23 countries doing trade with about 38 basic products. It broke apart and sank when a dangerous east wind arose. This violent east wind refers to the conquest of the nation of Babylon that was located east of Tyre. In the Bible, the east wind has been repeatedly described as powerful and potentially destructive. The east wind is particularly destructive at sea as well as on land. Thus, it symbolizes the destruction the Babylonian army would bring on Tyre. In chapter 26, verse number 7, it is specified that Babylon would come from the north. This was a direction from which the Babylonian army would invade Phoenicia. No one thought Tyre could be defeated, but her strength, her wealth, and her skill were no match for the east wind, that is Babylon, who obeyed the command of God. Tyre's fate would be a warning to all the other nations that watch from the shore. What a rebuke to covetousness. Let us remember that all the treasures and goods that we accumulate will perish one day. As John Ortberg has described in his book, when the game is over, it all goes back in the box. All our toys and treasures that we accumulate in this earth will be returned to the earth and its maker, God, one day. Let us live our lives with an eternal perspective, keeping the right objective, being rich towards God and His kingdom. Let us keep our eyes on the real prize, the one that unlocks the kingdom of God. Let us pay attention to the words of our Lord Jesus Christ that is recorded in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 19 to 21, that reads like this. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.